Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
One of the conversations that we need to have, and something that we definitely should not be proud of, is Barra surgery backlog. Pay private hospitals to do public patients. That is according to the DA. Gauteng Health Minister has revealed in her written reply to the DA in the legislature that Barra Hospital surgery's waiting list has increased to 11,194 people. That's from last year's 7,288. What a royal mess. Jack Bloom, DA Shadow Health MEC in Gauteng. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing? Well, it's nice to be with you as well, but unfortunately not for a great conversation. It's absurd. This is absurd.
Well, it's more than absurd. It's huge suffering. Imagine if you're one of the 11,000 patients who are waiting for an operation. Mm. You know, it includes hip and knee operations. If you go there today, they'll tell you that you'll have your operation in December 2026. That's the time frame they're giving you. Four and a half years. It's probably a bit longer than that, because by the time you get there, they might have cancelled your operation. And then there's more than 3,000 people waiting for cataract operations. That's terrible. I mean, imagine it's a simple operation, actually, and you don't have your sight because of long waiting lists. You can wait a year to have a cataract operation.
So the solution, according to the DA, is to contract out, effectively.
Well, look, I think there's a variety of ways you get around this. I mean, first of all, they should really fix up the equipment at that hospital, because there were more than 1,000 cancelled operations last year, and many of them is because they don't have clean linen, or the autoclaves didn't work, or the air conditioning wasn't working. You know, preventable factors. So I think, first of all, the hospital must be, must be put in working order, or the theatre should be working. The other problem has been with electricity. Electricity power cuts as well, but that, I suppose, is partly out of their control. Mm. But I think the other way you do it is you have surgery blitzes, is that you work after hours, over weekends, and try and get these backlogs down. But I think part of the solution to this is to contract the private hospitals. You know, Netcare does surgery for the British National Health Service. So, they have spare capacity. I'm not just mentioning Netcare. I'm really just saying all private hospitals have a fair amount of spare capacity. And there's no reason why, for instance, a cataract surgery can't be paid for by the state to cut down on that particular sector, because I think it's quite easy, I think, to cut down the long waiting list for cataract surgery. But I think it's a matter of using funds properly and effectively. I mean, the Gauteng Health Department is notorious for, wasteful spending and corruption and not getting things done. The problem with this backlog, it's really, I think, it's got completely out of control. They're largely blaming the COVID-19 pandemic, which to some degree is true. Even in the private sector, a lot of elective surgery was cancelled because of that factor. But the problem with the backlog is it just gets longer and longer, and some of these waiting lists only get shorter because people die while waiting for their operations. So I think that the way to cut this backlog in the shortest possible time and get it to more reasonable levels is through a variety of ways, and one of which I think that needs to be considered is contract the private health sector to do that. Why not?
Mm. The bizarre thing about this, in fact, we were looking for a movie title for South Africa a little bit earlier, and one of our listeners, Anton L., saying, let's call it It's Not Okay, Bizarre, which is a great title. But it's the not okay and bizarre thing here is we're still talking about national health, right? I mean, that's still a conversation that government is having with a serious face, looking at what's going on at every one of the major hospitals that they run, certainly in Gauteng.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're still trying to push a national health insurance bill through Parliament, even as we speak. It's just madness, and they've got NHI posts that they're advertising and fulfilling. I don't know what they're actually doing when they can't run the basics of a decent health system. We have 9 provincial health systems because it is a provincial competence. Only one of them, the Western Cape, gets a decent Auditor General's report every year. I know we talk a lot about Gauteng health because that's where we are, but in fact the really bad, the worst hospitals are to be found in the Eastern Cape or Limpopo or Mpumalanga or the Free State. I mean, it's just too terrible for words, and that's why the negligence claims have rocketed. But I see this as a sort of invisible suffering because it's not in the front pages, because it's not as dramatic as, say, a murder or a theft or something. But imagine if you're one of those 11,000 patients waiting anxiously for your operation, and you're in pain and you're anxious, and it's not happening. Now, there's also more than 200 prostate cancer patients are going to have to wait about 6 months. You know, now that could be the difference.
Well, I was just going to say, these things kind of resolve themselves, don't they? In many cases, unfortunately.
That is what happens, is that people die, so the waiting lists get shorter. So we have a cancer treatment crisis in the public sector, and it's very serious indeed. You know, it's primarily at the Sharpen Haircare Johannesburg Hospital because that's where most cancer patients are treated, as well as Steve Biko. But Chris Hani cases are also serious. But there's pain and suffering involved. Would you want to wait nearly 5 years for your hip replacement? You know, I get calls every day from people who, you know, just say they're in terrible pain, and is there anything that I can do? And, you know, the problem is people can't really skip the queue. It's only fair that there's some, you know, rational and reasonable way to do this. But what the department keeps saying is, well, emergency surgery has to take priority. But what actually happens is that the scheduled surgery cases often become an emergency case. And that's the only way they get an operation, is they become an emergency case, which is not the way that things should really be working. But I think what needs to happen is that the department needs to acknowledge that more than 11,000 people waiting for surgery is a crisis. It's a big jump from last year. It was about 7,300 last year, which is in itself a huge number of patients. And that, you know, we need to look at all the resources we have to cut down this backlog. And, you know, first of all, it should be getting the hospital to run efficiently, fill the staff vacancies, fix the equipment, you know, make sure that there's a minimum amount of cancelled operations. That would help tremendously. But to make some dent in the short term, I think, you know, talk to the private hospitals, agree on a negotiated rate, and see what you can do to cut down at least some of the backlogs. And I would think cataract surgery is a promising way, because there's a large number there. Yeah, and it
moves quickly.
You know, it moves quickly. I think the problem with hip and knee surgery is it's complex, and you know, long the operation takes a long time. But I think we need to explore all options, and one of which is to contract the private health sector. Why not?
Absolutely right. It is 6:56. I'd love your reaction, your thoughts on 34519 or 061-895-1019. The DA is suggesting that the backlog in patients for surgeries gets assisted by some of the private healthcare providers. I'd love your reaction, your thoughts, please. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.